This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Do you have a high deductible insurance plan? If so, do you also have $2,000 or $3,000 socked away for out-of-pocket costs? For many people, that's how health insurance works these days. You're covered, but until you hit that number set by your insurer, you write the checks. Tanya English reports high deductible insurance plans are changing how we shop for care, and maybe they're pushing the health system to fess up about how much things cost.
New Jersey dad Ray Rizzuto got his first colonoscopy on schedule at age 50. No problem. But when the doctor suggested another routine screening test at age 55, Rizzuto got a second opinion of sorts from his health plan.
Well, let me check my insurance. And they will pick up that as a preventative care, but only every 10 years. So I'm like, no, I think I'll wait.
Ever since he switched to a high deductible plan, Rizzuto says he's more likely to rein in spending. A deductible is what you, the consumer, pay out of pocket before the insurance company picks up the tab. Rizzuto is a software developer and gets coverage through work. He and his wife have two kids, and their family deductible is $6,000.
It's really hard to kind of manage that risk, which is what we're really doing. We're self-insuring the risk of up to $6,000 per year.
Last year, 40% of insured workers in the U.S. had an annual deductible of $1,000 or more. That's up from about 10% of workers back in 2006, according to a survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation. Each year, when his company offers new insurance options, Rizzuto runs the numbers.
And every time I do it, the high deductible plan still wins out.
It's a trade-off. The Rizzutos have a high deductible, but in exchange, their monthly premium price is lower. They pay about $215 for family coverage each month. In the workplace, high deductible plans are usually matched with a health savings account. Workers add money tax-free, so they'll have some cash on hand when expenses come up. So now, Rizzuto's learning to play the high deductible game. Last year, after the family spent the required $6,000, he decided to finally do something about that carpal tunnel problem in his wrist. Rizzuto had surgery on Christmas Eve, and that was just days before his deductible was scheduled to reset for the year.
I was going to have it eventually. I might as well do it in a year where the perfect storm occurred that I could actually get it paid at 90% rather than out of pocket.
In New Jersey, insurance broker Scott Hayfitz advises people who buy coverage on their own. His clients try to be prudent shoppers, but often can't figure out how much they'll be charged for a doctor's visit.
You know, until the transparency is improved, it's really hard to do it. It's frustrating for them.
And prices vary a lot.
In the world of prescriptions, you could take Nexium, go to three different CVSs, and all three charge a different amount.
In the book called Catastrophic Care, Why Everything We Think We Know About Healthcare Is Wrong, author David Goldhill paints a pretty gloomy picture. But he's optimistic about the potential of high deductible plans to nudge the entire system toward better care at lower costs.
Candidly, you know, all I hear about is, oh, this has been great and here's why I like it. But then again, when you have a CEO who spends a lot of his time advocating for this stuff, I worry that I may not get whatever criticism there is.
Goldhill's passion is writing about healthcare, but he's a businessman at heart and leads the Game Show Network. Most of his workers choose high deductible plans, but he says that kind of coverage may be less attractive for people who don't have an employer helping them stockpile money in a savings account.
Certainly one alarming piece of data I saw recently suggested that even with the increase in coverage that we've seen, the percentage of Americans who say they put off healthcare last year because of cost, meaning out-of-pocket cost, stayed about the same.
Another Kaiser analysis found that the average deductible across the U.S. doubled in less than a decade, from about $600 a year to nearly $1,200. Consumer advocates say high deductibles have become an obstacle to some patients who really need health care, especially people who buy coverage on their own through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces.
We don't really have enough data, all we have is anecdotes, to know how that's affected treatment.
In western Pennsylvania, at a gathering of the Pittsburgh Business Group on Health, Jan Klein says she believes those anecdotes from companies that have already switched their workers to high deductible plans.
Their costs went down right away. Well, why did their costs go down? People weren't getting care. And then a few years later, people were going in with sicker issues because they weren't getting care when they really needed it. We didn't want that for our people.
Klein is chair of the Allegheny County School Health Insurance Consortium. Her group is actually bucking the trend and decided to offer health plans with no deductible at all.
We need our teachers healthy in the classrooms with kids today, every day.
Game Show President David Goldhill says the health insurance industry will continue to stumble as long as real human customers are kept so distant from the cost of their care.
The customer of the healthcare system is the insurer and Medicare.
But high deductible coverage is slowly changing that. And Goldhill says the system is fessing up, becoming clearer about what things actually cost, because consumers have become more careful and demanding.
They're going to walk into doctor's offices and clinics and say, what's the price? And if you can't tell them, they'll go somewhere else.
Or maybe not get health care at all. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.